Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live, and what an uplifting, beautiful human interest story the show today. Award-winning Hollywood actress Mary Rings, who I've seen on TV in many things, and we'll talk about her own acting for a little bit. But then she had this vision and created this theater company, Born to Act Players. Her son, Casey Powell, who is a Screen Actors Guild actor, has Down syndrome, and she had a vision to start a theater company for, and so a handful of young people began to gather who had Down syndrome, and it's been going 25 years now, and many of their actors with disabilities are out there working. It's just a beautiful, beautiful thing, and so don't go anywhere. We'll be back in about a minute with the lovely and talented Mary Rings. Be right back in about a minute.
You search, you probe, your mind, your spirit becomes weary. You find yourself on a journey to find a talk show, not just an ordinary talk show, but a Christian talk show, unlike anything the mind could fathom. Suddenly, your search comes to an end, for up ahead, there's a signpost, your next stop, the Rich Rossi Live Zone.
Welcome to the Richard Rossi Live Zone here, and this is a very powerful example today of the power of theater, the power of the arts. So with no further delays, welcome Mary Rings. How are you today, Mary?
I'm wonderful, Richard. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so honored.
Well, so we're honored to have you. I really admire you and what you're doing. And tell me, Mary, how did you end up out here in Hollywood and you know, out there acting and some great shows, you know, Wonder Woman, $6 Million Man, and how did you get into the industry?
Well, I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan, originally, and
my wife's from there, too, Michigan.
Really?
Also, her family, yeah, her parents are from there, yeah.
My sisters still live there. All my relatives live there. But my father started getting transferred, and I was, like, young. I had sung and danced professionally as a young girl. And
really?
We moved around some, and then the last move, they were going to move him somewhere else, and he and my mom decided, to move to California for me, for my career. And so I came out here ninth grade, and I had Edith Heckman was my drama teacher. It was the first time I had really studied acting and done acting, and she was Deanna Durbin's sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she was wonderful, and I started doing plays around town, and she would send me telegrams and come see me and send me flowers, and she was wonderful. And then I started going on interviews, got an agent, and doing theater, you know, all kinds of places, the Cameo Playhouse, which used to be across from the Players Ring, and Burbank Little Theater, and all kinds of things. And then I started getting television roles, and I loved it. I mean, I always loved singing and dancing, but with acting, you know, sometimes you get to sing and dance and act all at the same time, and I love acting. And I, you know, at the time, I always was thinking, why aren't I getting more parts? Why aren't I getting bigger parts? But now, looking back on it, I'm so thrilled and pleased with the work that I was able to do and the people that I was able to work with, Glenn Ford, Julie Jones,
I mean, that's
the Majors.
You got so much further than most in what you did. You know, there's people getting off the bus every day, and, you know, on any given day, as you know, like 90% of SAG members aren't working, and here you were on, you know, hit shows. I remember some of the shows when I looked on your IMDb. I remember seeing you on the Wonder Woman episode as the woman that helps them out.
Yes, I was a German spy for.
You did a good accent. I remember you did a good accent there.
Well, I had so much fun. I mean, I had a great variety of roles. I did a Gunsmoke. I had a really good part on that, and worked with Ken Curtis, who played Festus a lot. And I worked with Jane Seymour on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, and she applauded my close-up. I mean, I had some great experience. I worked with William Shatner. He was so nice to me on A $6 Million Man. And I had a baby in a restaurant that Julie London and Robert Fuller attended on emergency. And it's just, I love that I was able to do all that. And it just makes me really, really happy. I have
and I
like
remember you on $6 Million Man also.
Oh, yes, yeah. I had seen with Lee Majors, and I did two $6 Million Mans, actually, and the other one I had a scene with William Shatner and Lee Majors, and you know, people were generally so, so wonderful to me, and I feel very blessed that I was able to do that, and I love acting, I love actors, and I love music, as I know you do, and dance, and in my Born Deck Players, we do music, dance, and theater, and Shakespeare, and a lot of things, improvisation, and I have three groups now, Richard. I don't know if you knew that. I not only have my Born Deck Players, which is the one that's been around for 25 years, but I also have a junior Born Deck Players, and which is, they're like late teens, early 20s, and then I have a young group that is, you know, from probably 6 or 8 to 22.
6 to 22. And how? What's the age on the junior group?
The juniors are late teens to mid-20s, I would say, mainly.
Teens to 20s. And then how about the third group? Is that adults that would be past the 22?
Yeah. Well, some of them are like 20, but mainly they go up to like 50.
Oh, and by the way, all of you listening, the website to learn more about this is borntoactplayers.com. And you can send in any questions through email to richardrossilive@gmail.com. In fact, I have a question coming in. We have a lot of listeners that are fans of Iconic TV, and they want to know, what was it like working with Lee Majors, Linda Carter, some of the other people you work with?
Well, it was fantastic. I loved it. When I did the Wonder Woman, I not only worked with Linda Carter, but I worked with Linda Day George on that episode and Christopher George.
Oh, yeah,
George
she was the blonde Nazi woman, yeah. And Lau Wagner from
Lau
the
Wagner,
show.
Exactly. It was so much fun. And working with Lee Majors was great. You know, I mean, I had a really cool part. I got to be his, one of the episodes was called The Lookalike, and I got to be the lookalike's girlfriend. So I had to kiss him, poor me. But
oh,
it was
you must
really
have been the envy of many people when that show
yes,
was.
Yes, I still
they
am.
They were running
exactly.
A rerun on MeTV or something recently, and my sister-in-law was over, and she started when he started running in the show, and she said, "Hunka hunka, Bernie Love. Oh my God, he drove me crazy when I was a kid." And you got to kiss him.
I did, and you know, my group is so blessed today because, do you know who David Duff Malchian is?
Mm-hmm.
He was in Ant-Man. He played the Russian hacker in Ant-Man,
mm-hmm.
and the Wasp he was in as the Russian hacker also. And on MacGyver, he's the antagonist. He plays Murdoch,
mm-hmm.
the bad guy. And he's an assistant for us whenever he's in town and not working. And
that's wonderful. Well, how did this start? Was it because you wanted to help your son and his friend? So is that was it the impetus of the love for your son and the desire to get them involved in the arts? I mean, how did the vision start? I know you started, as the Book of Job says, despise not small beginnings. You started in a small studio space. And how did it actually start?
Well, a very good friend of mine, his name is Patrick Hart, and his wife had a nutritional studio, and he and I had done The Warrior's Husband at the Maskers Club in Hollywood years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he became my agent for a while, and he's the one who said, "Mary, I think you should teach Casey and some of his friends acting." And
wow.
And he said, "I would like to donate my space. I would like to give back my wife's space and on Saturdays, and it has a little stage and like seats about 20. And I told Gail Williamson, who's an agent for KMR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
she's been an agent, a known agent out there, yeah.
She's amazing. She works with our population, and her
mm-hmm.
son has Down syndrome also, Lara Williamson. He's an actor. He's guest starred on many things. And I told her I wanted to teach acting for Casey and Blair, and she said, and I will help get you students. She said, you train them, and I'll get them working. Man,
wow.
It's been a wonderful
Isn't
partnership.
So it was your son and Blair were the first two.
Exactly. They were the. I started with eight, and they have been with me all 25 years.
And two others. Blair and your son, were they young adults when this started?
They were 14.
Okay.
They were 14 when we started.
Mm.
But it's so much fun. I am so blessed by the classes. It's my favorite time of the week, every single week. My students are loving and funny, and now they're confident and trained, and they are working. And, you know, sometimes, Richard, a student comes in and they're shy and they have no confidence and they don't express themselves well. And, boy, do we see miracles happen. A little confidence and a little training, and they are fierce, you know. They're not shy anymore, and it's just so wonderful. I'm so blessed to be a part of the movement. And, you know, now writers are writing for our students, too, you know, not just my students, but for our population. They are writing for them. And I not only have Down syndrome students in my class, I have, you know, Asperger's, which is mild autism, and seizure disorder, and a lot of different ones, you know, a lot of different CP. I used to have, like, three in wheelchairs, and I have had a blind student. And
you've had students that have stayed with you for many, many years, which in the arts, usually there's high turnover in any kind of, you know, acting class or music class, but they have been with you for a long time, many of them, huh?
For years and years and years. And, you know, I think one of the reasons is because we have become like family for each other. It's like our students are like best friends, and their parents are friends, and we celebrate their birthdays. And, you know, I know there's so much love. There's so much love in the room when we get together, and I think it's just compelling. I mean, I enjoy it so much, and they do too. I love them, and they love me. And it's just we trust each other, you know, and we have fun. And my juniors have a show on May 18th, Saturday at 5:30.
Oh, that's coming right up.
It is in a couple.
That's
we have a dress rehearsal
Saturday?
Tonight. Yes.
That's this Saturday. What time?
5:30. Special Olympics is earlier that day for many of my students, including my son who has basketball. But this is my junior group, so it's the it's the late teens, early 20s group, and they're doing a musical show, and they are fantastic. I'm so proud of them. They give
and
it all they have.
Is this open to the public?
It's open to the public. Suggested donation is $15. Tickets at the door. It's at the First Christian Church of North Hollywood, which is the corner of Colfax and Moore Park.
Okay, yeah, we've been there many times. My son's performed there. I know that it's a good group, and we have a friend from Valley College that goes there, Richard, the photographer. So 5:30, Moore Park and Colfax, and that's the famous Seventh Heaven Church. Yeah, that's where the Seventh Heaven, this show about the pastor, that was their
exactly. I had a young man outside waiting to take pictures one day. He was from the East Coast, and he was so excited. You're exactly right. In fact, that church is often running out to studios, you know.
Oh, and
they film there a lot.
When does the show go to? 5:30 to when?
Like 7:30?
5:30.
It's going to be music, and then there's a second act of improv. We'll get a first line and a last line from the audience, and then they'll do improv.
Oh, that sounds
so fun. It's
going to
be so fun.
Yeah, this is really sounds fun, guys. So that's great, the timing. I didn't know you had a show coming up right this Saturday.
I just thought of it, too. I thought, oh, my gosh, I have to mention the show.
Oh, that's
because we don't really
wonderful.
Advertise. You know, we do shows because they need an audience at a certain point. You know, well, no, right? And
yeah,
there's certain things you can't learn any other way than by doing a show.
No, yeah, and once you're out live theater, you're out there. If you make a mistake, you got to just roll with it, baby, you know?
Exactly. And it's for their parents and their friends, but, you know, anybody who has a heart for us, there's a lady who came to our last show. My Born Act Players did an improv show, and she came to both performances of that, and she taught one of my students when she was really young, and she just loves the group. She made a big donation from her family foundation to us, and we move people. We have people that just come and they weep because they're so thrilled to see our kids excelling.
It moves people to tears, even some tough legs. some guys you would think would be kind of tough. They get teary-eyed watching this.
They do. Like I told you, Pete Perkins saw my group, and he had tears in his eyes at the end of the show. He was the head of Valley College Theater Arts Department for many
Pete
years.
Pete Perkins is just a legend in the local theater world, taught at Valley College, and many famous actors came through that school, you know, everyone from Kramer on Seinfeld to Michael Richards and Tom Selleck.
I was there when
Sean
Michael Richards was there. And
wow.
Yeah, sure. And
and I enjoyed Pete's class. I had Pete for several classes. I know, was it directing? I think directing or screenwriting, acting. I had him for several things.
Victor French
just
gave me one of my best acting awards from Valley College that I got two years in a row for Best Actress. But Victor French, you know Victor French?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, he was a fantastic actor and a teacher, and he gave me one of my awards. And then he was directing at Company of Angels, and he lost one of his
players.
And
he was he on Highway to Heaven or
yes,
Little House on the
Prairie?
One of those Michael Landon shows. I think it was both of them.
It was Highway to Heaven, and he had Carter Country, too, was his TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
But he guest starred on Gunsmokes, and, you know, he was amazing, Victor French. And
yeah, he was great with Michael Landon, and then unfortunately gone too soon. I don't think he was – I think he was younger than I am now when he passed, but that's wonderful. Now,
Ed
also
Bickley,
the life expectancy has gone up with Down syndrome. My wife's cousin, Michael – passed away quite young, who is Down syndrome. I believe he was only in his 20s. But I don't know if it's advances in the medical science and things like that, but now I'm hearing of Down syndrome folks living, you know, a normal lifespan into their 70s and things like that.
It's so wonderful. But, you know, years ago, doctors and everything would just say, they're not ever going to learn anything. You should put them in a home or put them in an institution. And now nobody hardly ever does that anymore. I mean, they know that they are so funny and loving and beautiful and special, and they are like God's magical people. And
yeah, you know, I'm sure you've heard this, but the Native Americans believe they were divine, that they were sent from God and to show us, you know, true agape, unconditional love, and to not be hung up with a lot of the stuff that people are, and that there are teachers.
I believe that. I think they are. They are like angels. They are more loving, more forgiving, sweeter than anybody you know. They are like what we want to be when we go to church, you know?
Yeah,
they are
exactly.
Like that naturally.
That's so true. I have a question sent in from Harry. Interestingly enough, also from Michigan, from Saginaw, asking what do you suggest he feels nervous around people with disabilities, be it someone in a wheelchair or someone with Down syndrome. He himself feels probably more nervous than they are about what he should say or do or not do. Would you advise just step out of faith and start talking to them?
I sure would. I absolutely would. Because they will be enriched. They will be blessed.
Yes.
You know Mark Wallengren?
I don't know if I do.
From Coast Radio, he was... a disc jockey still is. He's on Coast Radio. He's just a wonderful man. And he was speaking one time, and he said, you know, that's what he said. He said, if you ever see somebody with a disability or Down syndrome, he said, you will be blessed if you reach out and talk to them because they are so loving and, you know, wonderful. Your heart will grow.
You know, my best friend in high school was a star athlete who ended up in a horrible accident and became a quadriplegic. And he used to tell me, like, everyone would act weird and be afraid to talk to him. And one of the reasons we became close friends was he said, I like how you just came right up and talked to me and asked, you know, why are you in the wheelchair and what happened? And, you know, and just would talk to him about it. And we became best friends. But someone with Down syndrome, is that a good or not good thing to do to ask them anything about, I don't know if that's the same type of situation because they've lived with it usually their whole life, right? So it's not like
exactly.
a person in a wheelchair has a story. Like I actually met another guy in a wheelchair over at Valley yesterday. I teach a guitar class at Valley still once in a while. But he was from Armenia and was telling me he was in the earthquake and got crushed on the rocks and became paralyzed. But with a person with Down, there isn't that kind of talking point of a story. So I don't know if it's appropriate for them to really ask about their condition, though, right?
Right. I agree. Because, yeah, that's who they are. That's the way they were born, you know, born this way. That's right.
Yeah. And the life expectancy, is it medical science, or do you think it's in part that people are no longer disrespecting them as they can't do anything? And do you think
that's
it's kind of
I
a combination
believe.
Of both?
Yes. There used to be also a lot of Down syndrome children had heart defects, you know, but there's been a lot of surgeries that corrected that. My son did not have that, but a lot of them did.
Yeah. You are making such a difference, Mary. So for those listening, BornToActPlayers.com, you have a show coming up Saturday with the junior group, which is like teens, in 5:30 p.m. The First Christian Church, is that the name of it, First Christian Church?
Of North Hollywood, yes.
Of North Hollywood.
Yes. 4390 Colfax, Studio City,
4390 Colfax. Yeah, so some of you come on and see this show, and it's 5:30 to about 7:30. I know this town and, you know, the way a lot of people are with all their, you know, L.A. people, I say you can't spell flake without L.A. because everybody has, you know, three things to do on Friday or whatever, Saturday. I don't know if it would be insulting if some people have, like, an evening engagement but could at least come for, like, the 5:30 or part of it and make a donation, or would that be insulting to the cast?
No, I don't think so.
I just had a question come in along those lines. Yeah, even if they see part of it and make a donation, that would be a good thing to do. Now, I think it's good to donate either way if you're listening, but just for people that are asking, is Born to Act a nonprofit organization?
Yes,
or?
It's a 501c3 nonprofit. Yep, we are.
It is a 501c3. So those of you that need a tax write-off, you know, this would be much better to give your money to this than to the government, I think. You'd probably feel better about it, you know, is to give your money to this beautiful ministry, really. I think it's art as a ministry.
The pastor, Bob, at the First Christian Church, he calls it a ministry, too. It's so sweet.
Yeah, I really think it is. And it shows
really
the power of the arts to heal. The arts heal, you know.
They do.
Like, I think this is really like a ministry. It's like this is a church, because when you think about what a church is, it's people caring in community. It's not a building with a steeple. It's not, you know, you're showing something that's so spiritual and so godly and so good, because, you know, Christ talks a lot about the least of the brethren, the people that others look down on, and those were the people that he befriended. And these are people that, as you said in the past, people have looked down on them and marginalized them. And you have this vibrant community for 25 years. And I'm sure you have more tears and less dry eyes at a Born to Act show than a church service. You know, I think it's just so beautiful what you're doing.
We do, and so many of our students are amazing. I mentioned Jamie Brewer from American Horror Story was my student until she got American Horror Story, and she worked with Jessica Lange. She was Jessica Lange's daughter the first season and part of the Coven the third season, working with Kathy Bates, and did an off-Broadway show and got interviewed at the Emmys on the red carpet. And John Tucker was in my group until he got Born This Way, and that show, you know, won Emmys. And a lot of my students are working, and that's like, you know, what thrills me is not only is it great for them, you know, and their families, but the hope that they give to anybody who has somebody with a disability or knows somebody with a disability, to see them succeeding and working on television and, you know, standing side by side with these other professional actors is such a thrill. You know, my son Casey, he got to do a Switched at Birth. It was the very last episode of Switched at Birth, and he worked with Lauren Potter, who was the cute blonde Down syndrome cheerleader on Glee for all those years.
Mm-hmm.
And he had scenes with her and with Lucas on the show, who in the show they had him have a baby with Down syndrome. And he was Sharpay's brother in High School Musical, and he was so wonderful with Casey. And then Casey got to do a pilot in Canada. Michael Patrick King was the producer and writer and was there the whole time. And several other of my students got cast in that same pilot. And Lonnie Anderson was in it. And, you know, it's like a whole new world. It's getting acceptance and getting appreciated, and, you know, people are friendly, and It's just so beautiful.
You're a beautiful person. You're a beautiful person, and your son is so blessed to have you as a mother. You know,
well, I'm so blessed to have him as a son. He's my joy.
We're in a culture that is so, I don't know. Our culture can be so superficial, and you received and loved your son as a gift who became a catalyst to create this, you know, this beautiful theater ministry, this garden for others. And
I do believe this is what God wanted me to do, Richard. I think it's what God wanted me to do, and I feel like I'm doing, you know, his work. I know he's happy. I know he's thrilled with Born Dad Players. Why not, you know, uplifting this population that deserves to be uplifted and shining a light on them? It's such a gift to me. I feel so thrilled to have any part of this movement, you know? I'm just thrilled.
And do you know, Mary, for those, if there's some listening that can't make Saturday's show, do you know yet the next one after that when people can come see them perform?
Well, my Born Dad Players will have a show, but it'll probably be like after the summer because, you know, there's so much traveling during the summer. It'll be like September or October. It's going to be an original show that one of my assistants is writing for us. It's called A Shout Out to Friendship. It's going to be really sweet. It's going to be, you know, skits about friendship and songs about friendship, and it's going to be beautiful. She wrote another show for us called Any Dream Will Do. It was all about dreamers, and it was songs about dreams, and, you know, we had Martin Luther King's speech in there. And she's a psychotherapist, and she has a granddaughter with Down syndrome who lives in San Diego. And this beautiful lady's name is Lynn Goldklang, and when she first asked if she could come and help out, she said she thought she'd be stuffing envelopes, and now I have her on the stage, and she's writing shows, and it's really fun.
It's great that people are so involved, and, the parents, I'm sure the parents and the family members, this is just as much for them also, because, in a culture which, unfortunately, sometimes people with disabilities are just devalued, and, you know, we've had to even create laws, the Americans for Disability Act and different things, because people are so insensitive. So I think you're not only a blessing to the actors in your troupe, but their families, but also the larger society. You're changing the perception, you know, because, I mean, here you got some of your actors on all these big shows and everything. And do you, is this so, are you so busy with this that it's your, are you still out there wanting to act yourself in films or TV, or is that something that you've retired from because this is keeps you so busy, or do you still, you know, do you still like doing both?
Well, once in a while something falls in my lap, you know, and I love that. I love acting, and I love to act myself, so sometimes something will come up. Recently I was able to sing at the the Catalina Jazz Club in Hollywood.
Oh, that's a great club.
It's a great club. A friend of mine was having a benefit for his organization called Meet the Biz, and it's mm-hmm. for people with special needs. And
wow.
And he has workshops with producers and directors and actors. I'm going to be doing another workshop for him sometime soon, but he started as an assistant with me, and this is his life now. He's doing great things with our community too, and he invited me to sing at this, and I had so much fun. And then he called me and he said, Mary, a friend of mine wants you to be in a movie he's doing. He saw you sing, and it made me feel so good, you know. It's just fun.
And do you remember what you sang?
I sang Send in the Clowns.
Oh, my God, that song rips me to pieces.
It was such a thrill, and I had this great pianist. It was such a great evening, and it was, you know, a lot of my students were actually there, and it was so much fun.
Wow.
I am blessed, Richard. I wish you'd come to one of my classes sometime, and you could talk to everybody.
Yeah,
share.
Well, I definitely am going to come to a show or a class or something. I'm on the hook.
You would always be welcome.
I've got to come and see this. And so any of you directors out there, what kind of parts do you like now? Do you like being a mom, or do you have any certain types of roles you'd like to do?
Oh, anything. Anything that's nice. I mean, the character doesn't have to be nice, but you know, anything that uplifts. I would like to be a part of something that's uplifting.
Wow, this is great. So all of you listening, the website is borntoactplayers.com. And, wow, I'm so honored. Oh, you mentioned the Catalina Jazz Club. Your old scene mate, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, when she's in town, sings there. So it's a small
world.
Does she? Yeah, that's
very
cool.
She
likes to sing. She likes to sing. And whenever she's in town, she often, does a little evening there.
I love that club. Do you know who Sissy Wellman is, Richard?
That sounds familiar, but I'm not dialing up a face in my mind right now.
Well,
tell me,
her father was William Wellman.
Oh,
who
okay,
directed Wings.
I know. Yeah, Wellman. Yeah, and William and her son, her brother, I think it's William Wellman Jr. Yeah, I know exactly who. For some reason, with the rain here, I misheard the last name there.
Oh, sure. Well, Sissy has been an assistant for me for many years. She's brought so many celebrities to our classes. She has been asked to speak about her dad, you know, when the first Academy Award ever for Best Picture with Wings that he directed. And she's the Hollywood royalty, you know. And he also, you know, wrote and directed the original A Star is Born and won an Academy Award for that. And Sissy is, like, the biggest supporter of ours. I mean, she's been in so many of our shows and brought celebrities and sometimes she's speaking. She's invited to speak about her own career because she was on the Waltons for several years, and she's done films, and she's still working sometimes. She's a wonderful, wonderful lady, and she'll show me the article. She'll talk about her dad or, you know, her career, and then she'll say, but now my passion is the Born to Act players. And she's raised money for us, and we are, when people love us, they love us for the rest of their life, and it's magical.
Well, I think you're an angel.
Oh, no. Far from it, but I love angels, and our kids are angels. That's what I know.
Yeah, I think you're all angels. And it's going to be really great to have those of you listening experience this, you know, to come to keep in touch with us and come to the shows.
How kind you are to invite me.
I'm really proud of you. I mean, you're leaving a legacy that will just have ripple effects over and over and over, you know. I mean, really, this is a legacy of, you think about it, like, you've done work and people see you on reruns on these shows, but I think when it really, the ultimate legacy is, like, the people we care about, you know, our family, our friends that we do these kind of beautiful things for. I think that's probably the ultimate legacy, you know, is what you're doing with Born to Act.
God bless you, Richard. You are phenomenal.
Oh, you are too. And thank you for coming on today, Mary. And maybe, you know, when you have another show in the fall or something, let us know and we can promote it on the show and everything.
That would be tremendous. That would be awesome.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
Okay,
bye,
Mary.
I love being on today. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
And God bless all of you for listening today to Richard Rossi Live. And keep tuning in. We have quite a few amazing shows coming up, and I'll be right back in just a few seconds to let you know about a few of the great shows coming up. So don't go anywhere.
Well, you know, when it comes to talk shows, my friend Harvey's all ears, especially when it comes to listening to Rich Rossi Live.
Look, smoke signals. I wonder what they say.
Ah, me read him, Kemosami. Let's see, they say, don't forget to listen to Rich Rossi Live.
So that's it. Sounds like a wise thing to do. Quick, we better find ourselves a radio.
Hi-ho, Rich Rossi Live, and away!
And I just want to let you know real quick before we go, a couple great shows coming up in the next couple weeks. Next week on Tuesday, that's May 21st, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m., that would be Eastern time, Jamie Duvall is coming on, has one of the most popular Movie Geek United radio shows, and Jamie and I have a passion to reopen an unsolved Hollywood case of actress Krista Helm, who was stabbed to death in West Hollywood at age 27 back in the late 70s. I think it was 77. And there's been a lot of theories. Some think it might be the same person who stabbed Sal Mineo, but we're having a special show on who killed Krista Helm, going over some evidence and trying to get the cops to reopen this case. She starred on a show. She was a guest on Wonder Woman, who our guest today, Mary Rings, was also on that show, as we talked about. And that's going to be next Tuesday, 3 p.m. It's a fascinating case. There was allegedly a sex diary of her in affairs with different famous guys that plays into possibly the murder. The following week, May 29th, we have a great show coming up. George Pappy, a filmmaker, did a beautiful documentary on actress Susan Oliver. Susan was a beautiful, stunning actress that you see her once on something, you never forget her. She was in the Andy Griffith, where she's in jail in the cell and almost seduces Andy. They almost kiss, and there's a lot of sexual tension in that. She's in some Jerry Lewis films like Disorderly Orderly. She was the Green Girl on Star Trek, so many other things. And then she became an aviator. She's had a fascinating life, and she's kind of this ethereal figure that no one ever really looked into. And George Pappy's going to be on discussing actress and aviator Susan Oliver, May 29th, 3 p.m. Pacific time. So, thanks for tuning in today, and go with God and be blessed. You're all wonderful and beautiful, and please take a look at the website borntoactplayers.com. Make a donation. Go see the shows there that Mary Rings is doing with this wonderful theater troupe of folks with disabilities, Down syndrome, as well as others. You have a good day, and thanks for tuning in today to Richard Rossi Live.